Brethren, the Summer Olympics in France have garnered worldwide media attention in recent days. The young athletes there have been showcasing their skills, their amazing dedication, strength, coordination, and endurance. Some sports, especially track and field and swimming, require a lot of endurance. And endurance is something that you and I need as well. Jesus tells us, "He who endures to the end shall be saved." How can we have the kind of endurance that we need? This morning, let's look at three keys from the Bible that can help us with that. Keys that can also be illustrated by a story of adventure from over 100 years ago. In the early 1900s, there was great interest in exploring the southernmost continent. Not much was known about it at that time. From this age of exploration comes an amazing story that illustrates endurance in the face of hardship. It's the story of Sir Ernest Shackleton and his crew of 27, which is recounted in Alfred Lansing's 1959 book entitled Endurance, Shackleton's Incredible Voyage. In 1909, Shackleton attempted to be the first person to reach the South Pole, and he almost did it. He and his party came within 97 miles of the pole before they had to turn back. The prize of reaching the South Pole ultimately, however, went to another explorer. So Shackleton came up with a new goal. In August of 1914, the British Imperial Trans-Antarctic Expedition left England for Antarctica under Shackleton's leadership. Shackleton and his crew set off with the hope of being the first explorers to cross the continent on foot. They planned to cross the continent from a base at the Weddell Sea, trudge on to the South Pole, and then continue on to the other side, to the Ross Sea, which is just south of New Zealand, where another group and ship would meet them there. But things didn't work out as they were expecting. They left South Georgia Island on December 5th, 1914, and for several weeks they poked and prodded their ship, the Endurance, ever more southward. However, on January 18th, with only a day's sailing remaining to reaching their landing place, their expedition ship got beset. It got stuck in the ice, and they couldn't move. They were stuck in the ice off the coast. The crew used saws and poles and ropes to try to break the ship free, but all to no avail. They were 1,000 miles away from civilization, and no one knew about the dire circumstances and predicament they were in. All they could do was prepare as best as they could, try to settle in for the long, cold winter that was about to come with its round-the-clock darkness and double-digit negative temperatures. Shackleton had the goal of exploring Antarctica. As Christians, we have a goal too, but our goal is different. Our goal is to be in God's kingdom and to be part of his family. We're not crossing a frozen continent, but we do have a very important goal. But we must persevere as well. How can we do that? The first key is preparation. Shackleton's example illustrates this in a physical sense. He and his crew on the Endurance were stuck in the drifting ice floe for 10 long months. The ice floe gradually drifted north and west during that time. The cold, the ice, and their food supply was a constant concern for them. But Shackleton and his crew had prepared for the trip. Before heading out, they had stockpiled food, medicine, picks, shovels, ropes, other equipment. But once they were stuck on the ice, they quickly realized they needed a lot more food and fuel. So they hunted for whales, seals, and penguins. That's not what we should eat, but they did the best with what they knew. Brethren, in order for us to endure spiritually, you and I need to prepare as well. not by stockpiling meat and blubber, but by filling our vessels with something else. You know, Jesus gave us the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 foolish. The 5 wise virgins prepared ahead of time and made sure they had extra oil with them. We need the extra oil of God's Spirit to help us get through the times that lie ahead. The scriptures also instruct us that we need to be rooted and grounded. Now's the time to learn what we believe and why we believe it, and draw close to God and put on the whole armor of God to protect us against the wiles and the future attacks of the devil. Luke 12 and verse 40, that's Luke chapter 12 and verse 40, tells us, "Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." And verse 47, "And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes." So preparation is key number one. One of Shackleton's biggest concerns was the morale of his crew. During the long period on the ship, he did all he could to keep the high spirits among his men. He encouraged music and singing. He had them do plays and skits and games in the evenings. He tried to take an active interest in each of his crew members. And he had the men cross-train with each other so they would develop new skills and feel engaged. The men even played soccer on the ice when conditions were sufficient outside. And it worked. Surprisingly, the men generally were content, even though they were stuck in a ship for 10 months in a desolate wilderness of ice. Brethren, you and I need to maintain a positive outlook and attitude on life as well. A second key to help us endure, then, is to maintain a positive attitude. How do we do that? Not through endless games and entertainment, but by maintaining a right perspective. Someone once said that thankfulness is the quickest path to joy. I like that. We have so much to be thankful for. We can be thankful that God loves us. We can be thankful that Jesus died for us and all mankind. We can be thankful for the bright future that lies ahead for each of us. And when we're thankful, it can help us to remain positive and cheerful, even in the midst of difficulties. You know, it's hard not being positive when we're fully convinced that we can do all things through Christ and that with God, nothing is impossible. Of course, we shouldn't ignore problems, personal problems that come up, and we need to soberly consider all our options and make important decisions at times. But generally, we need to stay positive and not become overly self-focused. Romans 8 and verse 28, Romans 8, 28 tells us, "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose." In verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Yes, certainly having a positive attitude is an important key to enduring. Let's continue on, though, with the story, as there remains a critical third element or key. Shackleton's crew had been living in their ship, the Endurance, for 10 long months. But on October 27th, 1915, the force of the ice was so great that it literally began crushing the ship, and water started pouring in. The crew had to abandon the ship at that point. Several weeks later, the ship sank, leaving 28 men stranded on an ice floe in Antarctica with nothing but 3 small lifeboats and a pile of gear. No one back home knew where they were, and many in England presumed they were dead. The new plan was to march across the ice to reach land. But that was abandoned after they tried it and realized the dangers involved, and they could only travel about 1 mile a day. While camped on the ice, they had to move off of because parts of their floe would melt or break apart, so they'd have to move to a different section. Meanwhile, the ice floe they were on continued to drift slowly north and west for another 5 months. They knew they were in a precarious situation, but they had to wait for the right, just the right conditions before they took action. On April 9th, a big crack appeared in the ice. Shackleton gave the order to man the boats. So they launched the boats, they got into the three small boats and headed for some islands. The open ocean threw freezing spray in their faces and tossed frigid water over them as it battered the boats. A number of them got badly frostbitten. After a week at sea, navigating through spray and squalls, Elephant Island appeared in the distance. The men were exhausted, many suffering from seasickness or dysentery. But on April 15th, a year and a half after last being on solid ground, they finally reached the island, 8 days, and 8 days after rowing through the ice. They reached their destination and clambered on shore on this uninhabited island. As they landed, several men collapsed due to exhaustion and pain. One had a heart attack, and three were not able to walk. Despite those difficulties, they were glad to be on firm ground once again. However, what were the chances of anyone coming across them in this remote, desolate location? Shackleton had a plan. After 9 days of recuperation and preparation, Shackleton, along with a crew of five others, took the best of the three boats and sailed 800 miles towards South Georgia Island, which is the place where they started out from 2 years previously. They were hoping to reach the whaling station there in order to get help. It was a 16-day journey across one of the most dangerous stretches of the ocean in all the world. And that brings me to a third factor, the most important of the three. In order to endure, we must look to God for help and never, ever lose hope. It's critical, though, remember Jesus' endurance and look to God for our deliverance. Shackleton navigated to South Georgia Island to seek help. We need to use God's word to navigate to God and look to him to save and rescue us. Romans 8 and verse 25. Romans chapter 8 and verse 25 tells us, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." And Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3. Hebrews 12, breaking into the first verse. Hebrews 12, 1, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." When Shackleton and his small party reached South Georgia Island, unfortunately, they realized the storms had pushed them slightly off course, and they were on the wrong side of the island. Shackleton and his crew, well, three of the members, trudged, hiked, and literally slid along the glacier-clad mountains in order to reach the whaling station. This was a 32-mile glacier mountain trek that had never been done before, and they did it in just 36 hours. Fortunately, there's a happy ending to this story. Shackleton did reach the whaling station, and he did get help, but it wasn't easy. 4 months later, after leading four attempted rescue operations, Shackleton succeeded in rescuing his crew from Elephant Island with every last man alive. Throughout the ordeal, not one of the crew members died that was from the Endurance. And brethren, we can have a happy ending too, as long as we continue to endure by spiritually preparing now for the troubling days ahead, filling our spiritual lamps with the supply of God's Spirit, by remaining patient and maintaining a positive, faith-filled and loving attitude, and by staying in close contact with God through prayer and Bible study, and never losing hope, but always looking to our heavenly rescuers, God the Father and Jesus Christ.